Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you. It's a fabulous, actually it's a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny today, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. A partly sunny going into the evening hours, we'll have a chance of showers again. And the high today about 82 degrees. Variable winds, that's why, 5 to 15 miles per hour. We're going to have those nice northerlies coming back, so great sleeping weather in the very near future. Our guests this morning include, Ron Syrak is going to start the show, Claude Brousseau, Zach Oakley, he's the product manager for Schrix On Golf, Roger Fredericks, Matt Rollins, and Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post, special to the LPGA Lifetime Achievement Award, PGA of America, and we're going to be talking about Michelle Wee, and she's in the top 20 on the leaderboard. We're going to come back right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
And we're going to come back to me. Okay, I've got to talk to you a little bit about backstopping. It's a very interesting thing. You think, what is backstopping in golf? Well, it's like you leave the ball on the green. It's on the green, and you decide not to mark your ball because your playing quote unquote partner, your playing competitor, could actually use that ball possibly to backstop their own ball to put it in a better position on the green. Now, I know for those of us who play this game, for the fun of it, it would be a huge mistake if we'd never be able to do it intentionally. Because our skills are not that high. But for somebody in the professional ranks, there's been talk on the PGA Tour about this happening. And for it to happen on the LPGA Tour just seemed so strange. Kind of like strange to me was all of the things that were happening about the rules changes were happening on the PGA Tour. Things like lining up the caddy, helping to line up, all these things, the flag, the dropping, not being able to, hold the ball to the knee and dropping it. Ricky Fowler was given a penalty because he made the mistake. He shanked a ball. Probably haven't shanked a ball in a long time, and he went into autopilot after his caddy gave him a ball. His caddy didn't look, was putting the sleeve back, and Ricky just held out his arm right at shoulder length, dropped the ball, and hit it. And that you incur a penalty unless you catch yourself. You've got to catch yourself and then pick up the ball and say, oops, and then drop it from knee height, and then, of course, you get to then you get to go on, and no penalties incurred. So there's so much going on. And then we had Bryson DeChambeau. this gentleman's doing an interview, and behind him, Bryson walks up to the practice green, slams his club into the green. It's like, oh my, what was happening behind that man doing an interview? And the man wasn't even talking about Bryson. Bryson just got caught in the act of destroying sacred ground. I mean, you just don't do these things. It's certainly not for the kids to be watching, and he apologized later. But we're going to talk about this and so much more after we, are we going to go into that break? No. Okay, so we're not going to go into that break, but we're going to take care of our sponsors, of course, including all the people at Hawaii Consignment Center, the Oahu Extraction folks, Creative Plumbing, Futuristone. If you've got to go far and you're trapped in traffic like we have been the past week, it's been with the Pali Highway. You know the Pali Highway is closed completely in both directions, so you have to use the Like Like or the H3 all weekend long. If you need a better car to deal with this traffic, go to Star Auto. They're at 1450 South Baratania next to Foodland. And now let's bring him in. Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post, special to the LPGA and Golf Channel contributor, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. Play your best golf now, the game before the game, and every shot must have a purpose. That one published in 8 languages. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. And you're right. It's certainly been a weird year with the rules already, and it's only February.
But let's really talk. We really want to talk about something great. To know that Michelle Wee is back in action, shot a 68, 72, 68, rolling the ball. Just wonderful to see her. Did you get a chance to catch a lot of the action? It's kind of an off hour for you.
Yeah, no, she's looking good, I exchanged emails with her early in the week, and I think that her head's in a really good place. It would be so nice if she could just have one season with no injury or illness, you know? Mm. I remember this all started in 2007. I remember that's when she fell and injured her wrist. She fell while jogging, injured her wrist, tried to play through it, and had a disastrous year. But, man, she's had bursitis, appendicitis, problems with her Achilles, problems with her wrist. She's single-handedly kept the physiotape industry afloat for the last decade. And it would be really nice to see her go out and just have a healthy year and see her put up the kind of numbers that we've been expecting her to put up for her entire career
since coming out. 68, 72, 68. There's always one round after she shoots a really good one that kind of throws her off. Do you know what happened with the 72?
No, usually what it is for her is it's the putter, it's when she loses feel with that club. She's made significant gains over the last 2-3 years with her putting, particularly her long putting, but she still misses her fair share of 5-6 footers in there, and that's the difference for her. That's the difference between a 68 and a 72 right there, is whether those 5-6 footers are going in.
And that 72, you can't compete with Amy Yang and Minji Lee, the 66, 66, 69, 65, 69, 67. They're 15 under going into the final round. Jenny Shin with her 65, 68, 70, 13 under par. These women are playing lights out. Fabulous golf. You've got to be on every round to be able to contend on the LPGA. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you really do. It's the scores have just gone go lower and lower every year. And if you look at that leaderboard, and Yang and Minji Lee, Nelly Korda's up there, Brooke Henderson, Carlotta Sanganda, who's somebody who's one of those players whose name's on the leaderboard every time she tees it up. Danielle Kang, this tournament's turning out top players out there, and Michelle's 8 under par after 3 rounds. That's usually puts you within pretty good place going into the final round, but it's got her 7 strokes back here.
7 strokes back. But it's great to see this leaderboard, a fabulous leaderboard, playing the Honda LPGA in Thailand. Now, Michelle Wee was asking for a ruling. She was waiting for a ruling on the 18th, I think, when the whole thing about the backstopping between Amy Olsen and Arya Jutanugarn started. They wanted to, according to what they said, they wanted to keep the pace of play going because they'd already been waiting. I mean, it's the 18th hole. They want to get it done. And then something really strange happened. Do you want to tell us?
Well, it's interesting. The backstopping rule is just about the only rule in the book where intent becomes a consideration. Usually it's like, it's like when Ricky Fowler got the penalty because he dropped from shoulder height and not knee height. He gained 0 advantage in there, and there was no intent to do anything wrong, but intent doesn't count. But backstopping is the one rule where it does. The feeling was that Olsen and Jutanugarn exchanged a look at each other, like, leave your ball there while I hit. And then after Olsen's ball hit Arya's ball, they sort of exchanged bump fists, which just could have been sort of a good-natured thing. But it all had the feeling that in some way they sort of conspired to create this situation that ended up benefiting Amy. And, you know, when you're playing stroke play, every player out there has a responsibility to protect everybody in the field. You know, however many there are in this tournament, 72 players in the field. So you're supposed to go up and mark your ball if it could in any way serve as an advantage to the other player. Now, this happens a lot where, because for pace of play reasons, that they do play ready golf the way we do when we're playing. Like, okay, you know, you're not going to hit my ball, just go ahead. But it was sort of the way, there was some stuff on the videotape that made people feel uncomfortable, like there was this implicit agreement between the two of them to leave the ball there.
Yeah, exactly. It was the way it looked, with Aria kind of going toward marking her ball, then quickly glancing over to Amy and stopping and smiling. And then Amy hits her ball, a chip shot, onto the green with quite a bit of force. So, if it hadn't hit Aria's ball...
Oh, it was going to be 15, 20 feet past the hole, yeah.
Yeah.
And it ends up being 3 feet from the hole.
Exactly. So. And then the fist bump, it's just all... I mean, one of the guys we both know, Jeff Shackelford, was incensed by this whole thing. I mean, he was angry that this had happened, and he was talking about integrity. There are other people who think that this was absolutely, and the LPGA said there was no agreement by either player to leave Chetana Garn's ball in place to help Olsen's next stroke. An LPGA rules official was approaching the 18th green at the time and agreed that no breach had occurred. And Rule 15.3 clearly states, A, by the way, that a breach to occur, two or more players must agree to leave a ball in place to help any player on her next stroke. And that was not the case between Olsen and Chetana Garn. So there was no penalty. And if something had happened, both of them would have been penalized. The other thing, of course, is when you backstop, if that had actually happened, Chetana Garn doesn't have to worry about it. She just puts her ball back where it was.
She puts her ball back, exactly. And what the other thing that made this sort of a particularly hot button issue is that we've already had this year situations where there have been penalties called for caddies lining up players. There was the penalty called on Fowler for dropping from the wrong height, you know, and sort of like people are saying, okay, you called penalties on that and you didn't call a penalty on this. And it has people confused a little bit about what they're, you know, where they're drawing the line and where they're not drawing the line.
Someone on Twitter, on social media said, you know, they have these Q schools, or, you know, when you try to get into or onto the LPGA mm-hmm. Tour and the PGA Tour, web.com Tour, do they have rules schools when they're doing this? Maybe they ought to. Maybe they ought to teach everybody. But this year, it's so different because so much is new, added to the mix with which is already in place.
Yeah, there were. The main rule changes that were this year was the caddy lining up players, the drop height. You know, and I, for the life of me, I don't know why they decided the knee is a proper height to drop from. In fact, what I do is I just let everybody place the ball. You know, they might as well do that. And then the flag stick being in, which, you know, it's the main. The main reaction I've heard from the flag stick being in, besides the fact that it looks weird, is there's a lot of people who think that it has made putting easier. And that'll be something, when they do these changes, they have to look at them and they have to watch how they play out over the year. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the knee height drop rule changed in some ways. And they may decide to back off on the flag stick thing. I think the flag stick in for us recreational golfers is a great rule.
Yes.
Because it does speed up play. You know, if you've got a 40-foot putt, you know, the chances that you're going to hit the flag stick are like, you know, 1 in 1,000. But still people go up and have somebody tend the flag stick for them. Or, you know, now you don't have to do that. But in the professional ranks, it's like, believe me, I'm already thinking some of the greens on my home course where I'm downhill putts, I'm leaving the flag stick in.
Yeah. that's a part of the problem. The USGA was saying all these years that it's an advantage leaving it in, therefore it's not proper. And all of a sudden, changing that makes people say, wait a second, you know, now it is, you're letting us get an advantage by leaving the flag stick in, but then again, it's an advantage for everybody. It's not like one person's getting more than the other. It's just confounding. I think any time we used to, and people have said this, we used to drop the ball over our back, right?
Yep, I remember. I'm old enough to remember that. You're not, but I.
and then it was the shoulder, and people say, why did they change? Well, there's 9 different occurrences within the rules that you could then have to re-drop the ball when it's from shoulder height. And that just seemed to be too complicated, too many possibilities for delays. Therefore,
well, that's why I say let's just not drop the ball, just place it. Because if you drop the ball twice now, it rolls too far, then you place it the third time. Well, if it's good enough to place it on the third time, you might as well just cut out the middleman and place it the first time.
I like it. Let's talk a little bit about Michelle Wee coming back. And how is she preparing herself? What did she do to get back into competition? Did she talk to you about that?
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, next week, the tournament in Singapore is, she won there last year. And you know, and I really thought when she won there, it was going to be the beginning of a big year for her. But then by July, she was already starting to run into physical issues. You know, I think what she did this time is really took a lot of time to get healthy, and she came back very, very slowly and just started, you know, working out on the, starting with the chipping and the putting. But I think that we're going to see her swinging more in control. You know, it's Danielle, it's hard to believe she's going to be 30 years old this year.
No. No.
I mean, I don't know what's weirder, the fact that she's going to be 30 this year or the fact that I've been covering her for 18 years, you know?
That's not, Ian. That makes me think maybe I am old enough to remember dropping it over my back.
But, you know, I think her head's in a really good place, you know. She's, you know, and I felt that way. You know, Stanford, her stretch at Stanford University was really important for her emotionally in terms of growing as a person. She met a bunch of people who liked her, not because she was a great golfer, but just liked her because she's a nice person.
Yeah.
And that was, it was really nice for her to have that in her life. And when she came out and won that U.S. Open in 2014, and I still think that somewhere in there we're going to get a kind of year from Michelle that we were expecting, you know, 4 or 5 wins, a couple of majors. And if she can just stay healthy for a year, she can do that. I think that she's excited about this year. I think that she's feeling physically healthy. And I think that we're going to see her play probably more under control and try to be less stressful and less hard on her body and kinder and gentler to her body.
It's wonderful. Ron Cyrak is with Global Golf Post and special to the LPGA, and he's writing a column. When are you going to see that Michelle Wee special? I know you don't want to give everything up.
Oh, that'll be this week. Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, you probably have it by Monday.
By Monday.
Sort of setting up the Singapore tournament.
Excellent, excellent. And, of course, Golf Channel contributor, you can see Ron Cyrak every Monday on Morning Drive. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Aloha. We're going to come back and take up something that happens every year in Hawaii, and it's free, and it's for kids who've never played the game, and they don't need clubs. It's Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Okay? We'll be back after this with Matt Rollins. He's the executive director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your Carfax in hand. We're located at 1450 South Baratania. Want to sell your car?
Paid off or not?
Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futurastone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hawaii Junior Golf Day is Saturday, March 16th. Free, fun, introducing the golf experience to juniors of any age. Matt Rollins is the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. And Michelle Wee is the sponsor of the HSJGA Tournament of Champions, and she's back in action. We were just talking with Ron about her game and slowly bringing herself back into the action, protecting her body so that she can, into her 30s, become the terrific golfer and the winning golfer that we all know she has inside of her. It's always exciting watching Michelle when she's on. She's so flamboyant, so excellent to watch. And, of course, growing up in Hawaii, you know, we got to see her as a junior when she was 11, winning the Mid-Pacific Country Club's Jenny Kay event. That was an amazing year. So we've got this Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Tell us a little bit about how it started. What brought this together?
Yeah, and just coming back to Michelle Wee, we're super excited to see her back in the game and being a sponsor of our Tournament of Champions. She actually comes out to the tournament itself and mingles with a lot of the kids. So to have that star on the tour that our kids can watch and kind of have that hero, it only helps them and encourages them to work harder at their game, and it's a great thing to see her back. So that's fantastic. And then, yeah, March is it's a great month for junior golf in the state. We've got Hawaii Junior Golf Day, like you said, coming up March 16th. We have 15 locations around the state, and we partner with the Aloha Section PGA. And basically what happens is these 15 facilities around the state just open their doors to a free clinic for kids and kind of some information sessions for parents, just to tell them a little bit more about the game and to learn a little bit more about golf. The kids come in early in the morning. They sign up and register, and then they go through a number of fun stations, and they learn the game in a fun environment. So it's a fantastic start. We try to encourage them and let them know what could be next if they want to take the game a little bit further. So just a fantastic day, and a lot of people come together to make it happen.
And you embrace parents with them, giving them some background on things that the kids can get into if they're getting into golf?
Yeah, the parents, we obviously want them out there. They're making a lot of the decisions that for these age groups. So the parents come along, they get to watch their kids go through these stations. And then we also have a station where we educate the parents on what is available to them through the game of golf and all of the things that the kids can learn through the game. So it's a great day for a family event, really.
It is. It's the roadmap to junior golf, so you parents can learn how to get your child involved in junior golf. The programs have opportunities to learn, play, and compete. And isn't on this day something special that you can join HSJGA for no price? It's free. It's a free day.
Well, it's a free day. So we also have a new golfer membership tier. So these kids can be included in that membership tier. They receive a small gift and regular communication from us throughout the year to let them know what is available to them. And then we also have, for those kids that do want to take it a step further and they're maybe ready for competitive golf, they can join our competitive membership, which is $50. Includes a nice logoed hydro flask, and they can participate in a lot of great programs and benefit from all the opportunities through HSJGA.
It's wonderful. This is Hawaii Junior Golf Day. It's on Saturday. It's March 16th. For the most part, it's in the morning from 9 to 11 on Kauai, Princeville, Makai Golf Club, Puakea, and Kiahuna. They're all opening their doors to the junior golfers, and they have PGA professionals helping out giving clinics. On the Big Island, Hilo Municipal Golf Course. I love Hilo Muni. It's beautiful. And Hualalai, another gorgeous golf course. They're opening their doors to all the junior golfers. Maui is Ka'anapali, Wailea, and Kahili. Awesome. Beautiful golf courses. And on Oahu, we've got a bunch. Hawaii Kai, Hawaii Prince, Ko'olina, Mililani, and Turtle Bay. So see, there's somebody, someplace for everybody, including Navy Marine Golf Course. Now, with the Navy Marine, you have to be military to go to that one. So that's Navy Marine Golf Course. And then Bayview, they're opening up as well. There's going to be from 11 to 1 rather than 9 to 11. So all of these golf courses opening up for Hawaii Junior Golf Day, absolutely free, and I think there's food.
a lot of the facilities, they have snacks provided for the kids, and some of them give out small gifts, and it's really just a great intro to the game. It's warm and welcoming for the kids, and a lot of even the equipment that's used is very friendly. It's not traditional golf equipment. We have like the snag gear out there, and some of the facilities set up a little mini golf course on their putting green. So it's a lot of fun for the kids.
Yeah, Annika Sorenstam did a clinic at Kapolei using snag with kids. It was absolutely priceless. So this is Hawaii Junior Golf Day, Saturday, March 16th. Fun, free introduction to golf. Juniors, any age. Actually, it's, you know, they've got to be, I think, is it 5 to 18?
Yeah, that's kind of, we have had younger kids show up, and I think 5 through 18, it's a little bit easier to keep their attention. So that's kind of the recommended age group.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus was asked, when do you start, you know, getting your kids in golf? When they don't follow the frogs on the golf course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it takes a little bit of discipline to learn the game.
So. Stay on track. So you can register online. I've already registered mine online at hsjga.org. hsjga.org. Go there, and it's really easy. It's just name, address, you know, the child's name, the child's age, those kinds of things. And then they're going to send you an email about a week before the event to confirm that you're going to be going. The day starts with the 8:30 registration, 10:30 at Bayview, and then free kids golf clinic. PGA, LPGA professionals, 9 to 11 at Bayview from 11 to 1. Refreshments provided, a special award for completion. Do they get a completion award? That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, we have some medals for them. So that'll kind of make it fun. And one more thing, I wanted to say thank you to a lot of the junior golf associations that are around the various islands as well, because they are stepping up, and they did last year as well, but they're really stepping up to help us promote this. They're going to be on site at the various locations to talk about their junior golf programs and hopefully bring these kids a little more into the game and get them more engaged. So we're really excited for this year, and we hope to have one of our best turnouts.
Great. And who are those the people? What are the associations, like Oahu?
Yeah, on Oahu, obviously we have the First Tee and the U.S. Kids Golf Program. Those guys are very involved, and we have the OJGA. We have the Junior Golf Association of Hawaii. So the four of those are all located on Oahu. On Maui, we have Lahaina Junior Golf and Maui Junior Golf, lending a hand there. We have Big Island Junior Golf helping out, and then we have Kauai Junior Golf. So all of those associations are helping out. And then, obviously, some of the leaders in the industry that helped us along, too, with the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Golf Association. So we're really kind of taking this on behalf of the whole industry. This group is coming together to really make this happen and try to get a little bit more out of the day and do a little bit more for the kids. So we're definitely excited.
And what if somebody says, I don't have clubs? I don't have clubs. I don't know that they're going to like this.
They should just show up. There's plenty of equipment on site that day, so we'll help out. And most of the kids show up without anything. They don't know a lot about the game, and the parents don't know a lot, but they're interested in the introduction to it. So we have equipment, and a lot of these associations, they help kids get their first set. They have various programs in place, and these sets of clubs nowadays through the U.S. Kids, you can get a great little set for a young beginner at a very low price. So there's a lot of opportunities available.
That's great. You go to hsjga.org to sign up, and you want to do it soon, you know, get everything in place. The day starts at 8:30 for registration. The free kids golf clinic with the PGA and LPGA professionals from 9 to 11. At Bayview, you'll register at 10:30, and then it's from 11 to 1. Refreshments will be provided along with the special award for completion. And parents, you get information on how to get started in junior golf in Hawaii through the Roadmap to Junior Golf. Awesome. So what's coming up for HSJGA? I know you always have, you know, things that are happening, teams that are going to go compete somewhere, coaches who are getting their kids ready, because HSJGA and just the junior golf action in Hawaii is magnificent, the way you all work together. What's the next event?
Yeah, we're getting rolling here. We have our 14 and under junior tour series starts next weekend over on Maui at Kahili. So that's fantastic. And then we're sending a team for the first time to the Major Champions Invitational. So because Michelle Wee obviously won a major in 2014 in the U.S. Open, she was one of the major champions that they reached out to ask if she wanted to send some players from Hawaii. So she reached out to us, and we were able to identify four players from Hawaii that get to travel to Florida first week in March and compete there in this event. And they'll get to meet Nick Faldo. He's kind of the host for the event, and all expenses paid. So pretty fantastic opportunity. So we have Kyung-Un Lee, Lacey Ushida, Noah Koshy, and Peter Jung are heading there for that.
Well, congratulations, kids. This is awesome. What a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Michelle Wee. And Nick Faldo's great. He's a great personality. Can I ask you about something that's been coming up in the news lately with, you know, Sergio Garcia and Bryson DeChambeau most recently hitting the greens and tearing up the sand? When kids see that, do you guys talk to them about that kind of behavior?
Well, when we're at events, we do try to get on top of that as soon as it happens. If the kids are doing anything like that, we have a very strict code of conduct that we follow. So when kids are in these situations and they're having a little mental breakdown like that, we deal with it and make sure that it's they know that it's not acceptable on the golf course. And when it is happening on TV, it's very unfortunate because the kids obviously see it and
exactly
and they think that's the thing you do when you hit a bad shot, and it's too bad because golf in the round of golf you hit at least half of your shots are not as planned, and so it's too bad. The kids have to learn to manage their emotions out there, and we do look to these golf professionals to make a good example. So
that's great, you know, and the beauty of what you just said, A, for all of us who play, half of our shots don't do what we, you know, maybe even more for some of us, don't go as we have planned. And the other thing is, golf helps you go into places that you probably don't want to ever feel. And if you can deal with it on the golf course, you can deal with those kinds of emotions that come up in life. And that's really the beauty of golf, because if you start young with your children, you help them get composed and ready and gracious and considerate of others and considerate of the land around them and their equipment, and they just take care of things. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is March 16th. Be there. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle, as always, and we really appreciate everything you do for the game. And I just wanted to say congratulations again for your award with the Aloha Section PGA for your service. Very well deserved.
Thank you very, very much. We're going to come back right after this with Roger Fredericks, a golf instructor and, of course, the man behind coaching Arnold Palmer for many years. He worked with Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Hall of Fame athletes in every sport. We're going to talk to him about some of the things we can do for our bodies and maybe what we shouldn't be doing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Roger Fredericks, golf instructor, leading pioneer in the golf fitness movement, and Secrets of Golf Swing Flexibility has been the number one best-selling DVD of all time. He's the founder of the Del Mar Golf College in San Diego. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Daniel. It's great to talk to you again. It's been many moons.
I mean, how long ago? I remember when you were on Maui. How long ago was that? Do we want to talk about that even?
Sure. I was there from 1995 to 2002.
Right.
And I just had I had a wonderful time there at the driving range. I had my golf school there, and it really kind of was a launching pad for me being getting in front of so many tour players and all that, because we had the Kaanapali seniors there. So I have very fond memories of Maui, Hawaii, and you, too, for that matter.
Yeah, we were on the show together.
That's right.
You joined us in the clubhouse. You know, something came up. I was reading this article, and it was about the X Factor swing and the Barrow Neurological Institute, and talking about just that, you know, so many of our young golfers, and I'm talking about guys, you know, 30 and under, talk about how, oh, my back, I'm having problems with my back. It's like, wait a second, you're only, you know, what is going on with your back? How can you be so young and be having back issues? So this Barrow Neurological Institute on the X Factor swing, comparing today's players with legends like Jack Nicklaus, they say that today's players, being more muscular, having more powerful downswings, are putting an increased force on their spinal disc and their facet joints and leading to repetitive traumatic discopathy. So I was thinking, you know, if anybody I can think of, it would be you, Roger Fredericks, that I should talk to about this. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree in what they're saying there. I mean, absolutely agree, but let's go back a little bit. What happens in golf, and like all sports, is people that become tour players, professional athletes, almost invariably start when they're kids. And when you're doing one side, when you're doing a sports motion like throwing a baseball or hitting a tennis ball, and even a golf swing, it's basically a unilateral sport. In other words, even though you have both hands on the club and you're swinging a golf club, you're putting the right side, for a right-hander, of course, the right side, especially the right hip flexor and the right side, starts to become too strong and dominant. You're spending twice as long loading up your right side as you are going through the ball. So what happens is, in golfers, they end up developing too tight and too strong muscle imbalances, primarily on their right side. Again, for right-handers, it's not always the case, but most of the time it is. So what happens is, as they start to become, as we call it, when the body gets out of symmetry, when it gets too rotated, or, you know, to the right. By the way, next time you go out to a golf course, take a look at the majority of the population out there. Look at their right shoulders. Their right shoulders will almost invariably be lower and forward than the left, again, because of all this repetitive stress. Now, what happens, once the body gets out of its natural alignment, where the joints, ear, shoulder, hip, knee, and ankle, are designed to be lined up, when the body gets out of that position, then we start putting the friction starts happening on the joints. Friction then invariably leads to pain. And one more thing on that, I don't want to talk too much, but what happens when we sit down too much, we're actually tightening up our hip flexors, the anterior part. So the hips now, the belt line of the body starts, you know, tilting forward, and that puts stress on the lower back, and there you go with back problems. I would say probably 80-90% of lower back problems are really symptoms, which have become a problem, of hip imbalances. Now, what does that have to do with golf? Well, as the junior or the player develops and they start getting older, and then they start getting on some of these workouts where they're starting lifting heavy weights, the heavy weight then puts more pressure and more friction on the, you know, on the joints of the body, and then we have pain. So, you know, the secret we say around here, we say get straight, then strengthen. So don't strengthen. That's quite the opposite of what I'm saying. But I'm saying relax the body first by stretching it, getting it back into proper position. Then you can do whatever you want. But that's pretty much what we deal with over here almost all the time.
And it's interesting that they're saying that, you know, Jack Nicklaus's type of swing is more body friendly than this new very strong rotating swing.
It is, but don't forget Nicklaus himself, because I know Jack pretty well. Nicklaus himself had a lot of back surgeries. He had back surgeries and hip replacements and all that. But again, he never really worked out, I can tell you that, until he met Petey Goskew. But the reality is, yeah, the modern day swing, which basically, it retards the hip motion. It doesn't require as much of a turning of the hips on the backswing anyway. And then you have what Jim McLean calls, as you said, the X factor. That puts a stress down there. But here's the thing. The human body is without question the most magnificent computer we've ever seen. I mean, this ingenious, I mean, we're still kind of trying to discover things about it. But this the design of the human body, we think, has been around for 10,000 plus years. Trust me, it is designed. This thing can withstand almost anything, and it can certainly withstand swinging a 12 ounce golf club millions of times. But then again, it's just a matter of getting the body back into a proper position. But basically, I think, generally speaking, I think the majority or a lot of the tour players coming out now, these young guys, I think they're strengthening. I think they're doing too much aggressive strength training when it's not really, it's not really that necessary. I don't think.
I saw this really great video, okay, on two workout routines, and it was in the same gym, and the fellow's talking with Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson is like using a 2-pound weight, and the man is saying, "Now, see, you don't need big weights. You just want to continue with those 2-pound weight, make lean, strong muscles. See, and that's what a master's champion does." And then the camera pans over to Brooks Koepka, who's using these massive weights, of course, who's also a, major champion. All bodies are different. So tell us, one of the things we were talking about is what is it that makes so many of our tour players get hurt? Is it the imbalance you were talking about?
Yes, absolutely. Again, it would be the same thing if you get a baseball pitcher or a tennis player and they never bounce their bodies. But if you look at the right arm, now they're much more advanced now, but if you look at the right arm of a right-handed tennis player, it's about twice as big as the left arm. So when you get people who get out of balance, they start lifting all this heavy weight, then, you're just a matter of time before an injury starts popping up. So, even like in other sports, Tom Brady, he just won his 6th Super Bowl. I know we're talking about golf here, but, he hasn't lifted a weight in 10 years.
Really?
He's on a plant-based diet, and he does more of a functional movement pattern type of exercises with his trainer, Tom House. It's the same thing with golf. This may sound like I'm, cutting my own throat, but if you look back in the great players of all time, Bobby Jones, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold, on and on and on, none of those guys worked out except for Gary. Cause I think Gary Player, Frank Stranahan, and maybe Jerry Barber worked out, but nothing like what these kids are doing today. And those guys, because I've worked with probably 75 of those guys, and I guarantee you those guys didn't have anywhere near the injuries as some of today's tour players have, who are going there and they're training like they're on, training for an NFL combine workout or something.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that to get functional.
Got it. That's a really key word that you just used, the functional part. What do you need to do this sport and to do it for a long time? I kind of fell in love, so much of my work is sedentary. I've got to sit for 3 hours in the morning. I don't get up. I have to focus another 3 hours. My whole body kind of turns into a turtle. I feel like, and my head's down, and I'm always reading about the things you talk about, how it's so important to do, I love that one where when you're falling from the sky and, the parachute motion that you were talking about.
Oh, we call that the skydiver.
There you go. Yes, skydiver. Skydiver. But then I saw the slant board. The slant board, would that help me?
Absolutely. Right now, I just kicked my slant board. I have them all the time. In fact, Arnold Palmer got into it when I first started working with him back in, 2002? He got that turtle look. That's why they sent him to me. And eventually, he had a slant board at home at Bay Hill in his condo down there. Then he had a slant board in his office. And then he had another one down in the gym that he went to. So, I mean, the slant board's great because, again, when you have that turtle look that you're talking about, and we get full, all that means is that, in layman's terms, that the front muscles of our body, the front side muscles, get too tight from bending over, and the back muscles go over. So what the slant board does is you stand on that, and it drops your heels now below your balls of your feet and your toes, and it stretches out all of the hamstrings, glutes, lower back, and the shoulders, and it automatically, you know, sets you back there. So it's a great little device, and you don't even have to work up a sweat doing it. They have a little routine we put on there, that the wall press and stuff like that. So it's a great little device.
Can I get that at rogerfredericks.com?
Absolutely. And for more information, not to blow my own horn too much, but if you go to my other website, www.myposturesystem.com, we really explain all that, how the body, how to get your body back into symmetry. And then you can go climb Mount Everest if you want. So, yeah,
exactly.
We sell those.
Finally, something that you were talking about that I thought, you know, everybody wants to know this: why handicaps aren't coming down? Why is it that I can be out there and hope? You know, I can't get the two strokes. Why? Tell us.
Yeah. Well, number one, it's because of really what I said. You know, the body has what I call the front nine of life and the back nine of life. And the front nine of life is what they call anabolic process. So we're growing and we're learning, and you know, and we develop trillions of cells by the time we're about 40 to 50 years old, and we're growing. You know, we're younger. But then come around 40 to 50 years old, we start to neutralize, and the body starts getting older. And then pretty soon we start losing bone density, muscle mass, flexibility, eyesight, memory. Drives get shorter, handicaps get higher, and then all of a sudden we start going downhill.
And you're frightening
me. I worked with a lot of neurologists and stuff, but you know, coming in the early 60s, I have some more bad news. In the early 60s, our body starts aging 125 times faster than it did when we were younger. So we start getting older there, and then, you know, the handicaps go higher. But that's the bad news. The good news is, not only can a person retard the aging process, but one can develop an amazing amount of flexibility that they even had more so when they're older than they did when they were kids, if they do the right stretches and the right routines the right way, and then add a common sense, moderate but consistent exercise program onto it. Just walking a long time and doing little sprints and stuff like that. I mean, sprints for like 10 seconds. It's called high-intensive interval training. Is magnificent for people. So you don't have to beat your brains out to do that, and that'll keep your handicap from, you know, ballooning up where we don't want it to be.
And does my brain get better with all of this, so I stop forgetting things?
Absolutely, yeah. The brain doesn't... Now we're getting off on another tangent here, but the brain and then the body doesn't have to get old the way our society and culture has brainwashed us into believing. It doesn't have to do that. There's people, my dad lived to be a much shy of 98, and he was the healthiest, fit person I've ever seen. When he was 90, he could palm his hand straight-legged.
Wow.
You know, and he never went to a gym in his life, but he always did something just a little bit every day. One morning he might swim 20 laps in our pool. Next day he would huff and puff up the canyons up in L.A. when I grew up. Next day he might jump rope for 5 minutes. He always walked around a golf course, got up early, went to bed early. He ate balanced. So, yeah, you can live to be very, very healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, if just by being common sense, moderate, lifestyle.
Excellent. Roger Fredericks, golf instructor, learning so much from you every time we talk, leading pioneer in the golf fitness movement, and Secrets of Golf Swing Flexibility, the number one best-selling DVD of all time, and founder of the Del Mar Golf College in San Diego. Are you still in San Diego?
I am. I'm actually, I've worked my programs now at the Omni La Costa Resort. In fact, I'm looking right down on the 16th green of the South Course right now. So, yeah, I'm still in San Diego.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. We need to drop in. We need to go and visit you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you, Daniel. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Zach Oakley is the product manager of Team Schrixon, and boy, did they have a week. We're going to tell you all about it and their new golf balls, Hotless Gold. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Get off the couch. Stop worrying. Star Auto has the rides that make you shine. We're a Kelley Blue Book certified independent dealer with your car facts in hand. We're located at 1450 South Baritania. Want to sell your car?
Paid off or not?
Drive to Star Auto. You got the title? You'll get a check today. Want a smooth ride? We have 20 cars below $10,000 on sale now. Financing available on approved credit. Miguel Michael will take care of you. Come to Star Auto because you need a better car.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Zach Oakley is the product manager for Team Schrixon. Welcome into the clubhouse, Zach.
Hey, thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. So, big day for Team Schrixon. J.B. Holmes, last week, PGA Tour, Genesis Open, he won. And he had Schrixon and Cleveland in the bag, plus the Schrixon Z-Star X5, right?
XB, yes.
Excuse me.
He did have the new Z-Star in play.
Yes, okay. Then Ryan Fox on the European Tour, the ISPS Honda World Super 6 Perth, he won with your bags and the ball in play. Miguel Angel Jimenez on the Champions Tour, Chubb Classic in Naples, Florida, wins with the Schrixon Z-Star. And you must have been over the moon.
Yeah, no, it was a great week for us. You know, I think obviously having the win out on the PGA Tour is always big just because that one gets a lot of visibility. But there is something to be said about winning on the global tours. And with the new Z-Star series golf balls, with the Z-Star XV and the Z-Star, we really do feel like we have a great presence on the global tours, especially when it comes to actually longer hitters, guys that are the longest on all those tours. Actually, we were kind of looking at some stats the other day, and you know, we're looking like we'll probably have the longest golf ball on all the major tours. You look at the PGA Tour, Cameron Chample, you know, he's leading distance there. The Web.com, Brandon Matthews, he's leading the Web.com in distance. He's playing the Z-Star XV. European Tour, we mentioned Ryan Fox. The Canadian Tour, Jamie Sidlowski, and the Champions Tour, Brant Jobe. All these players are were among the longest last year, if not the longest on their respective tours, and we're looking to have another great year again. And it's just been a really good start for the new golf ball.
And you said Champ is using your ball?
Yes, Cameron Champ is using the golf ball. You know, especially those players that have a higher swing speed that are really efficient at compressing the golf ball, they really like to gravitate towards that Z-Star XV. It is the higher compression golf ball that we make, the highest compression golf ball that we make, and it really just is a distance monster, lots of ball speed, and those are what those guys are looking for.
We're talking with Zach Oakley, the product manager, Team Schrixon. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. So, Zach, I was looking at the hot list from Golf Digest. You guys got 5 stars performance, 4.5 for innovation, 4 for feel. You're in the top. And they said, these tour balls focus on distance with the longer clubs. Exactly what you said. The Z-Star's soft single core spins less on tee shots. And the XV's harder outer core has more velocity for golfers with fast swing speeds. A special cover coating enhances friction on the shorter shots. So what did you do in the innovation aspect this year to make these balls so much better?
Yeah, so Schrixon's always been, known for their golf balls. And what we've had in the past is called the Energetic Gradient Growth Core. And that's just what we did this year is we've taken everything we've learned with this core technology and we've sort of, really just dug into it. And we come out with what we now call the Fast Layer Core. And what this is it's basically sort of this, this core, you could think of it like a steak where it's firm on the outside and soft on the inside. And what that does is it allows us to get more ball speed because of that firmer outer core, but also get lower driver spin because of the softer inner core. And that's really what you want is you want that high launch, low spin, optimal conditions. And that's going to give you the most distance off the tee. And we've done that with both the Z-Star and the Z-Star XV.
Okay, and you know, when the hot list is on, it's regular people doing the testing. Okay, it's like firefighters, it's teachers, it's a lot of people who just volunteer their time, and they hit balls, they hit drivers, they hit all the clubs day in and day out for weeks. And they're asked to rate these balls based on how much you would want to play them compared to your current ball. That's very, very cool to be so high up for the Schrixon golf ball, the Z-Star and the Z-Star XV. So if I'm a high handicapper, which one do you want me to play in the Schrixon family?
That's a great question. I mean, we have golf balls that kind of match all types of skill levels, all golfers. I mean, if you're looking at the tour performance category, you know, you're looking at something, you know, basically you want to say, hey, where's my miss? Is my miss, you know, I need more greenside spin. I'd probably push you into the Z-Star. If you're looking for more distance, I'm probably going to push you into the Z-Star XV because those are what those golf balls are optimized to do. We've also got golf balls for higher handicappers or golfers who are looking for, something that's not quite at the top of the upper echelon in terms of price. We've got the Q-Star Tour, which is a moderate swing speed golf ball that has tour technologies because it has a urethane cover. So you could think of it as almost like a Z-Star soft in the sense that it's a little bit softer than the Z-Star, but it's still going to spin around the greens. We've also got the Q-Star and the Soft Feel for golfers that are looking for top technologies, but maybe without the top price tag. Schrixon's really, we talk about the golf balls and the hot list, but all the golf balls do extremely well in that testing. And then, like you were saying, you know, that's across all types of golfers, just regular golfers like you and me going out testing the products and really putting them up to the test, putting them up against what they're normally playing.
Right. And for us to go out there and buy something like the Z-Star XV, when we don't have the high swing speed, those guys with the high swing speed, they're going to get the compression that they want, even if with the ball being a little bit harder. They need it to be harder so they can control it. We, who don't have that kind of a swing speed, it'd be like, well, it wouldn't go very far for us, I don't think. Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, it's actually golf ball physics are not linear. They're very difficult to understand at times, and a lot of it depends on how the golfer is delivering the club head. But you're right in the sense that there's, you know, when you have golfers that are compressing the ball a lot, they generally they need a higher compression because they're going to get the most ball speed out of that product. Now, there are golfers out there who might not swing as hard, and they might not get the most out of that ball speed. But what they might also need, because you know, you look at core compressions, lower compression golf balls, which are generally sort of that amateur. Those are what amateurs are pushed into. They have a lower compression, which means one, they're going to feel softer, but they're also going to spin less. So finding that optimal spin less off the driver. So what you need is you need that optimal launch condition that's going to give you the most ball speed, but also have that optimal spin so that you get the most distance out of it.
Yes, absolutely. Another, if you don't mind, I thought we'd just jump over to another gold for your Srixon Z785 585.
Yes, no, the drivers did extremely well in the testing. We were really happy to see that they got the gold. Drivers have been something we've been really working on. I think Srixon has really been known for its irons, actually, over the years, is really where we've sort of created a name for ourselves. But to come out with a new revolutionary product in the woods category this year, we were really ecstatic to see those get gold. And they've got some tour play as well, and a lot of tour players have been testing them. And I know that we had five to start the year, start the year back in the fall, which was more than we had last year. A good start for those products as well.
Absolutely. I love what they said in the verdict. When you're in search of ball speed, it helps to have the exclusive use of a super strong titanium alloy. This strength allows the face to be designed thinner so it can flex more for maximum ball speed. Both models feature a cup face design in which the face extends around the crown and sole, and that construction creates more thin areas on the perimeter to increase the flexing. And all of that combined with a good ball, and you've got, like this high handicapper said, I found the 585's draw bias quite helpful. Allows you to go after it without fear of losing it. Right.
That's a key part of it. And, you talk about sort of, the distance aspect of it. You know, Srixon products are really, really built for distance. And you'll start to see that in some of the, a lot of the products that we're doing is that they're all sort of engineered to give golfers maximum distance. And, you talk about the cup face, what that basically just is it's a more technical, higher manufacturing type of technique that we use that allows that face to flex more. We can use more of that thinner material to get that trampoline effect and really just create that solid strike and that solid feel that golfers are looking for.
Zach Oakley, product manager, Team Srixon, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha. Coming back with Claude Brousseau. You know, Claude has this fabulous book out. It's called Realize Your Golfing Potential. We'll be back with Claude right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call. tips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, owner of the Maui School of Golf, Golf Channel lead coach. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I got to talk to you first about the flag in or the flag out. And Ron Cyrak and I were talking about this at the beginning of the show. And as a PGA Master, what are your thoughts on this flag in or flag out?
I really think that the flag in is or out is a preference for the golfer. But overall, I really think for your listener and the people that play golf just for the pleasure of it, maybe have a little bet on the side with their friend, that will speed up the play. Because I have experienced it the last few weeks and just going the course. And so I think it will speed up the pace of play. Now, every golfer has to experience, but definitely for longer putt. Let's see, everything that is a longer putt than 20 feet, I would strongly recommend to keep the flag in. And the reason is because that gives you a visual reference for where the hole is. And when your eyes see something in the distance, then when you do your practice swing, you get a better reference for it. And some of the golfers, like Adam Scott, I don't know the rationale behind it, but sometimes you don't have to be able to explain every rationale. It's about the performance. And then for him, he was saying that it helped him to aim better for his short putt. So I would recommend to the people to experience and see what it is. Of course, I think it's an advantage when you have a fast downhill putt. It gives you kind of a stopping mechanism at the hole. However, now if here in Hawaii, we often play in very windy condition. So if the wind is strong towards you, then I would probably suggest taking it out at that moment.
And so if the wind is blowing against you and it's a windy day, you would take the flag out.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because it will lean towards you, and so the hole gets a little bit smaller at that point.
There you go. So the flag is leaning, the pole of the flag is leaning against, so you're going to have to get in there, sneak in. Why bother? Take it out. Adam Scott said, or someone said about Adam Scott, and if this is about confidence. Confidence, as soon as you feel like you have more confidence dropping the putts, and if it gives him that confidence, putts drop when you feel confident. I don't know what it is. PGA Master, Claude Brousseau, what is about confidence in playing this game better?
Oh, man, it has a lot to do with it. Because regardless of the level that you play at, when you feel confident before you do the shot, everything is smoother. In my book, there is two obstacles, I will say, or two things that you need to get better in golf is avoiding doubt and fears. Those are the two most difficult obstacles in golf. And so confidence will be the remedy for that. So I often suggest to the people who trust my expertise that when you prepare for the shot away from the ball, just walking to the ball, you're always in your mind good until proven otherwise. in your mind, you have to believe in every fibers of your body that that will be a good shot. I often see people, they do a good shot and they're surprised. I look at them and I say, you were expecting to do a bad one or what? You shouldn't be surprised you do a good shot. You should be surprised that it's not what you had intended. The other way to build confidence, and every listener today, everybody who plays that game, building confidence is a lot easier than people will think. And here's how you do it. Every single time that you produce the shot with the result that you have the intention to do, you need to bank it in your memory bank. It's that simple. Quite often, the golfers do the opposite. What they do at the end of the round, they cannot wait to talk about all their friends at the 19th hole, how many bad shots they did today. So what they do, they destroy their confidence doing that, and they're just building memory of not-so-good shots. So next time they face a similar shot, what comes in the brain is, I will call that the data bank of bad shots. So to wrap it up here, building confidence, don't waste good shot. Meaning, doesn't matter if it's at, on the practice tee, on the course, casual round, competition, every time you do a good shot, you need to capitalize on it, put it in the bank of good shots so next time you can reference to it.
We're talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, owner of the Maui School of Golf, Golf Academy lead coach. So we're going to talk with him about taking the hit out of it. That is in putting. Are you supposed to hit that ball? After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and design. Call 589-1750 today. Hawaii's Consignment Center, 401 Cook Street.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Gotta go far? Get a better car. Welcome to Star Auto at 1450 South Baratania, next to Foodland. Ask for Miguel Michael to show you our large selection of gently used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Easy financing on approved credit. We'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. Get off the bus and visit us at Star Auto and get a sweet ride. Star Auto, because you deserve great wheels.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, owner of the Maui School of Golf. He has this marvelous book. You need to go to MauiSchoolGolf.com. Claude Brousseau, Realize Your Golfing Potential. And on page 12, I think it is, or page 11, we're going to be talking about taking the hit out of putting. Now, Claude, why would I want to take the hit out of putting? I want to strike the ball.
Yes, exactly. So, but you have to look at putting as a precision motion. So you don't need to transfer a lot of energy into the ball. And then instead of having a mindset of hitting a ball, think about having a mindset of swinging the putter. The ball appears in the motion. The weight of a golf ball is less than 2 ounces, and it's roll like a, think of a green like if you were playing a pool table, right? So it's a finesse shot. So you don't want to hit the ball. You want to swing the putter efficiently. And how can you do that is especially people have a tendency to Sorry about that. Yeah.
No problem.
Okay. The people have a tendency to want to hit the putter when they are far from the hole, and what they need to do is having a longer swing of the putter. And how can you train to get the hit out of it? Is you can do some training, and then what you do, you putt with your eyes closed. So you don't see the ball, but you will feel a contact in between the club head and the ball, the putter head and the ball. The impulse of hitting it is when you see the ball. So if your tendency is hitting at putting, do some exercise. Be, let's say, 20 feet from a hole, and then do some putting, eyes closed, and then you will feel the putter head contacting the ball. Another way you can do it is, again, get the 30 feet from a hole, and then do some putt, and while you're putting, you keep your eyes on the hole. So you'd be more what I would call a target-oriented, swing-oriented, instead of a hitting. Why you don't want to hit, it's that you generate too much clubhead, putter head speed at the moment of impact, and then it's very difficult to control your distance that way.
Got it. Because, yeah, you're about hitting it. You also don't get the roll, right? You want the roll. You don't want it to skid along.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when you hit at it, sometimes people may have a little bit more loft on the putter, so the ball will jump in the air. So, and then you won't have that smooth rolling right from the get going. A good exercise you can do, you have it at the page 12 in my book, is, and I will describe it here for your listeners. So let's say you stand up normally on the putting green, and then you hold your putter only with your thumb and your index finger at the top of the grip. It doesn't matter if it's the left hand or right hand here. You just hold the putter with your thumb and your index finger. With the other hand, you just push the putter to do a backswing, and then you let the putter swing. Make sure you ingrain that feeling, and you will see, if you just do that, you will see that there is no hitting at the bottom of the swing. Then what you do after you've done that, of course, if you do that eyes closed, why I'm insisting on eyes closed is because it makes you more aware of what's going on with your body and what you're doing. And basically, that's why you train in golf. You need to be more aware of how you manage your club and your body. So hold the putter, make it swing, make sure you ingrain that sensation, and here's my advice. Get out of your own way and go with the ball, look at the hole, look back, and swing immediately, searching that sensation, and you'll be amazed how you will see your ball roll so much better.
This is Claude Brousseau, PJ Master. You're going to be here on Oahu on March 16th, right, at Kapolei?
That's correct. I come on Oahu to offer my expertise to the people of that island. I will be there on March 16th. If people want to reserve some time with me, they can just call me at 808-870-1422, or they can email me at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com, and it'd be my pleasure to help them either with the short game or the full game. I'm passionate to help people to realize their full potential.
Claude is Vision 54, too. Vision 54 for if you're having issues, you know, the mental game, you're not feeling it on the course. You have a lot of doubts. You don't have the trust in yourself. He's also Aimpoint certified. So if you're having problems on the putting, and he can talk to you not only about what he talked to you just now, but also about the Aimpoint plan and how to, I'm going to ask you a funny question, Claude, how to use Aimpoint to maximize your putting. Did you see the strike out of the bunker, the sand? It was a fairway bunker, Tiger Woods in Mexico, around the tree, onto the green. The ball straightens out because he put so much spin on it. I mean, his arms, his hands. That was one of the most amazing artistic shots I've ever seen anyone hit. Bubba Watson at the Masters was amazing. But this, I mean, it looked like he was going to go in. It did stop 10 feet away from the hole, and he didn't birdie it. But can you teach me to do that, Claude? Wow.
I'm so happy you bring that up, Daniel, because that's a typical. Of course, you need to be Tiger to pull it out like this. Yes, I watched it yesterday. It's amazing. But you see, we normal golfer like you and I and your listener can learn from that. Here's how I will say they need to look at that shot. Is do you think when he was over the ball, he was going through a checklist? I need to do this, that, don't lift your head, don't do this, don't do that. I can guarantee that's not what he had in his head.
No.
In his head, he was committed to the shot. He had done a shot similar to that. He was an artist creating a golf shot. So if people were playing golf more with that mindset, they'd be amazed. They have much more golf talent than they give credit themselves for, but they paralyze the athlete in them because they go through a list over the ball on what they need to do.
Yes.
Tiger just commit to it, saw it. I can guarantee that he had zero doubt that he can pull that shot. It doesn't guarantee that for us, at least.
Yes.
For them, the guarantee is a little bit higher, but it doesn't guarantee you will pull the shot off. But it helped for sure.
We have to leave it there, Claude. We have to leave it there. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Realize Your Golfing Potential. That's the book, and you should go to MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. You can see the book and preview the book, and you can get in touch with Claude Brousseau, an excellent teacher. If you've got to go far and you're trapped in traffic, you got to get a better car. So go to Star Auto. These are gently used cars. 1450 South Baratania. Some real finds right next to Foodland. Star Auto. That's the large selection of gently used cars. Star Auto. Get your new ride. Hawaii Consignment Center. Looking to downsize? You just want to find out what your family treasures, your koa, your art, your gold, your fine furnishings are worth. Shop. Consign. Design. Hawaii Consignment Center. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, the sewer lines break, mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7, on-site, 90 minutes only, 330-6212. That's OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter whether you need to put in a whole new plumbing stack, or whether you've got a new build, or you just have a little renovation you need to do for your place, or a repair. You want it done right, right? It's got to be done right. It's your water pipes. Call Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your concrete warehouse into artwork. I kid you not. Brazilian quartzite flagstone is one of the things that they specialize in. Aquapave on-site stormwater, that's what you need. Source control systems. All right, I want to just tell you, thank you for listening. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And if you'd like to hear the show, it's podcast. We're streaming live, and it's on all the platforms you go to. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.